And that's about it for this edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides. Had planned to do the city council, kind of a look back in terror or look back in boredom or weariness, but I do want to cover it, and I will be covering it on Sunday with some torturous tidbits of audio from what was really a scantily attended shitty council meeting. Also, Huff had a meeting. That's Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, the group I work with. And we actually had a contingent of people there, almost all the same faces as usual. And it was a small group. We did come up with several resolutions, which I'll mention very briefly before we sign off. We moved to support the First They Came for the Homeless encampment and other encampments in Berkeley, specifically the right to be free from property seizure and harassment for simply a self-defense and survival encampment. Seems pretty basic. Following up on an October resolution chastising Councilmember Crone for not carrying out his promise to bring back rent control and rent freeze at the November council meeting and still not bringing it back at the January council meeting, although we knew he would lose, it would still be an organizing focus. The fact that it wasn't on the agenda meant nobody showed up at all, although it has to be said that rent control initiative was put in the hands of the shitty attorney. That's Anthony Condotti, city attorney. And so we resolved at Huff to demand the city council pass a rent freeze, a rent control, and renter protection as an emergency measure at a special session or as an emergency item at the next session, and that the community organize rent strikes to encourage the council to act. And that was another resolution we actually resolved. Not that it means too much, but kind of maps out what we think is right. Huff was also concerned about the failure to pay gambit that the city and the courts are using to essentially rack up huge fines, kind of like students get huge student debts. Homeless people get fines just for sleeping at night. And if you don't come into court to either pay your ticket or sign up for community slavery, as they call it, community service, but you do this without a court hearing. And in the past, they had to kind of corral you, arrest you, try you, give you a public defender. Now they don't. And we're going to be looking into that further and grumbling about it some more. There's a lot of concern about homeless people are criminalized for smoking and a huge swaths of no smoking area where there's no people, like where people or homeless people are gathering at their campsites, for instance. They're homeless people, but 75 or more percent of the homeless smoke compared to, 18% of the general population. In any case, discriminatory laws that impact them are going to be considered in terms of housing. And that's actually a matter of some controversy for some in the homeless advocacy community. There'll be more, and I hope you tune in on Sunday. We start at 9:30. If you want to reach me between show times, 423-4833, area code 831, is my phone number. The show is archived under Lost Shows on the Huff website under the name Bathrobes Pierre's Broadside. So check them out there, and keep your eyes on the street and your voice loud if things are happening that shouldn't be happening. Thanks for being with me on this edition of Bathrobes Pierre's Broadsides.